Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Now with us, Joe Woods, the defensive coordinator, second-year defensive coordinator, played at Grambling State. And, you know, you can go through this draft and listen to there might be 21, 22, you know, offensive players taken in that first, you know, maybe 23, 24 spots. And so people, well, that must be a very weak defensive draft, but it's not. Tell me about where this defensive draft is, particularly maybe at safety or cornerback.
Yeah, overall, I mean, there's, to me, defensively, there's good players, you know, at each level. You know, obviously I looked at corners, but we're pretty loaded here with corners. But I think it's a deep draft for the corner position. I feel there's some unique safeties. You know, based on what you're looking for. And obviously at the defensive line, you're always going to see edge rushers, and there's some, you know, little athletic guys inside a defensive tackle, and there's some big guys. So overall, I think it is a good draft for defenses.
Coach, if I holler G-Man, how you like to pick? How you like the hire earlier this year for the G-Man?
Say that to me.
The G-Man, Grambling.
Oh, Grambling?
Yeah.
I went to Illinois State.
Oh, my Lord. I'm
yeah.
Well, I don't know where I got
that's
that.
Salukis? No, what's the –
Illinois, we're the Redbirds.
The Redbirds.
Good yeah. Lord, my apologies.
So Mike got me messing up and going south the whole way.
Hey, it was a small school, so I get it.
No. I mean, still, you could talk about the G-men in Grambling State and the hire of the head coach, but Illinois State, mm-hmm. Redbirds, man, it's, mm-hmm. I'd have to do some homework. I'm not going to even tell you.
Don't even go down that road. I'm the one that sent you down the road.
I would have to do some homework.
Yeah.
But, Coach, when you look at it overall from a defensive standpoint, mm-hmm. tell me a little bit about some things that you guys, hey, we want to improve, not necessarily on a player mm-hmm. standpoint, but overall performance. Where do you think that from a performance standpoint we want to improve and get better this upcoming offseason?
When I look back at it, first and foremost, I think the one thing is that we were really in every game. You know, going to the fourth quarter, we had a chance, you know, to tie the game up or to win. So, you know, looking back at that, that means we were getting ourselves a chance. But I think when you look back, we had to do a better job with our run defense. And really with that run defense, it's a little misleading because we gave up a lot of yards to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know, he's dropping back and he's scrambling. I think the most yards in the NFL. But we do have to improve in terms of the run defense. And then you know, affecting the quarterback. And to me, it's everybody's involved. It's rushing coverage. It's us doing our job in the back end, giving the D lineman the chance to win up front. But we have to affect the passer a little bit better.
And I know you guys have been doing OTAs. The coaches aren't involved in anything OTA-wise right now on the field, correct?
Correct.
And so that'll start, I think it's after week four, you're able to go out on the field?
The first 2 weeks is phase one. It's all in the classroom, strength and conditioning. And then the next 3 weeks is phase two. So mm-hmm. that's when we can go in the classroom and then get some time, you know, on the football field to work with our guys. So we're doing it this year. We call it our football school. Mm-hmm. And that's really a time where you're trying to build the foundation of what you're trying to teach, you know, technically, the different defensive concepts. So that'll be good just for us to get our hands on those guys.
Well, and I guess and also – How much, I mean, because I know when I was there, I would meet with the running back coach and he would say, hey, look, this is what I want you to work on this offseason. Mm-hmm. How much is it like that for you and your guys? Like it may be one of your defensive backs. I want you to get 100 catches. I want you to get 200 catches just off the jug. You know, just things that you think that you can help to improve, not only from a defensive coordinator standpoint, but the guys that you work with as well. How much of that are you working on and trying to execute?
A lot. We have a plan of action for each player. And I've been doing it going way back. I learned it. I remember Monty Kiffin, one of all the defensive coaches at Tampa, to do it. Mm-hmm. So I still have that book that Mike T had with Rondé, Brian Kelly. But I really use the same format. And with the plan of action, you talk about what they did well the previous year, the areas they need to improve, and then how we're going to get you better. And I think the first thing for all the guys is go back and watch the tape.
Right.
So we always cut up the tape. Are there good plays, bad plays, tackles, missed tackles, technique errors? So that's the first thing in my process is sitting down and watching the tape with the guys and the areas they need to improve. And then from there, you build that plan, whether it's catching the ball, whether it's improving your footwork or a certain technique. And you try to develop that through the offseason and then keep improving it into training camp and the regular season.
We're going to see the goggles again, training camp. We got anything else? Any other little surprises?
I have all kinds of little tricks. That's just me.
Well, your interceptions went from 7 to 18, so keep it going.
Yeah. I mean, really, when I look, and I believe in, from I always remember Leslie Frazier, I want empirical evidence. So I sat down and looked at every missed opportunity, and I showed the guys. And to me, it was just making plays through traffic, just being aggressive, finishing on the ball. And I thought we improved. I think we went from 7 interceptions to 18. And this year, I think we have 32 missed opportunities. So it could have been a lot better. So I'll sit down and watch that with the guys and keep trying to improve.
Well, have a great 3 days. You know, hope you get the players that you want. Joe Woods, defensive coordinator, have a great night tonight.
Hey, I appreciate it, Mike. Deuce. Thank you,
Coach. No problem.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.